time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God.
Smokestack Girls released their first EP in 2016, described as bedroom baroque and freak folk on their Bandcamp page. Then, in their unique blues and rock and roll sound mixed with a modern Kiwi DIY bedroom twist, delivered a brilliant first release. 2 years, 2 years on, the band have changed their name, now hailing under Smokestack Slim. I think I got that right. Did I fuck that up?
That's it. No, you nailed it.
Nailed. Okay, cool. And they pushed out a massive 14-track album titled Tender Jest. Similar in sound, this new release was put out in August last year and illustrates a more polished and produced bunch of tracks. And it doesn't disappoint at all.
Thanks, Kitty.
They've got some pretty exciting news, which I've plugged on their socials, and I didn't quite realize that. So, I mean, hey, we're going to talk to themselves. I guess they can talk about that soon. Hello, everyone.
Hey, mate. How's it going?
Oh, good. How are you? How are you doing?
Yeah, sweet, man.
If you would just go around, introduce yourselves, and maybe give us a little debrief on the old instruments that you play.
Oh, yeah, so I'm Dylan, and I'm vocals and guitar, and...
I'm Ethan, and I play bass.
I'm Zachary, and I play guitar.
And I'm Toby, and I play the keys.
And they're all vocals, too.
And you're missing a drummer tonight as well.
Tom.
We're short amiss a drummer.
Mm. You've got a little stripped back set, so that's going to be interesting to hear anyway.
We've sorted it out for you.
Yeah, the band's seen some changes since the first release, so these new band members, old band members have kind of gone... and come and shuffled around. I guess what pushed for the change after the first release, I mean, the name change as well, because that's a totally different vibe, I guess, maybe?
Oh, kind of. It's just a bit more, I don't know, we just kind of liked going against more blues influence, you know? It was just a bit more direct on the kind of influences that we had, which we were kind of going for a spin on, like the old, it was like the old blues tunes, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like the Rolling Stones named their band after that song, you know, I'm a Rolling Stone, that old blues song. They all did that, so we thought it'd be fun.
What was the
to
first...
do the same, you know?
Yeah. So Smokestack Girls.
That was a poster misprint.
Oh.
It was Smokestack Girls, and then it kind of turned into this joke about, you know, Smokestack Girls.
I thought it was a little bit of stank in the
well,
old.
Well, you know, I think that kind of amused us, but you know, it was time to revert to the old terminology.
That's great. I love that you just went with it and just stuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. It was actually for Ethan's band's gig.
Oh.
Charlie Freak.
I missed Dylan. it temporarily got a bit stanky, and then the stank.
That was a stanky old
stank
gig.
Wafted out.
We
opened up the windows, and
the stank rolled on out.
Smokestack Girls appeared.
Yeah. And then Smokestack Slim. So kind of, I guess, hitting back to the old original roots.
We like the S's, you know. Good.
Good little rolls off the tongue. I mean, the newer album that you've put out, super well produced. But you've worked with Morgan Allen at the Depot for both releases. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, he mixed them. He mixed and mastered them all. But both of them were all produced by me and Toby. Just all DIY.
So recording buzz, all just kind of here and there.
Mm. Yeah, no recording. I did some vocals at the Depot though, for the recent one. So maybe the vocals were a bit nicer.
Mm.
But the rest was just done, me and Toby. We did it at my girlfriend's work studio.
Very nice.
For drums, because obviously you can't play drums at your house, you know.
Yeah, you're gonna get old noise complaints.
Yeah.
I mean, when you listen to it, there's varying elements and like layers of instruments and percussion which blend nicely, and it's super like super great soundscape when you're kind of chilling out and having a good listen.
Yeah.
I mean, did it feel like a long process being like 2 years out from the first release? How did that all go? Why, like, I guess just kind of
what the wait?
Yeah, well, we just found that you took a while producing all the tracks.
I think there was a bit of maturing going on in terms of the songwriting process, how we wrote. I think we spent a lot more time kind of working together.
Mm.
So I think the first one was Toby was exclusively drums on that one. So, and I kind of did, it was all just kind of like two guitars, bass, vocals, and Toby just kind of, I was like, I can't need a drummer, he's a friend. So he, you know, did that. Second one was Toby was, you know, actually a
and I think we wanted
partner
to,
in it.
I think we wanted to bring in broader influences, you know, and really kind of challenge ourselves in the process of writing it. You know?
Mm. And I guess taking your time, just making sure that it's right and it fits well, I guess.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. And you got to pay rent, and you know, it's hard to pay for the stuff by yourself. You know,
hardworking musicians, we're out here.
Yeah, we all know. You know what it's like, kiddie. You
know? Let's get to that special news. I think that you might have. I don't know. I saw special news on your Facebook, and I was like, shit, yeah. You got special news to tell us.
No, yeah, we've been scheming this first part of this year. Yeah, we've got a new single coming out.
Cool.
With a bunch of recorded other songs that we've done. And also we're doing a little nationwide tour.
Oh, wicked.
Which would be awesome. With D-Pixels. With
Very nice.
Yeah, so we're doing that. That will be like, what is it? End of July, August?
Yep.
Yeah, so we've got kind of four runs of shows.
Was it all kind of same, like self-produced, self-recorded buzz as well? With a release?
This is our first kind of properly...
in a studio.
Yeah, we did it all. There's like a Earwig Studios up in Birkenhead.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, so we did it all there in 2 days.
They've got a pretty mint,
the whole thing.
They've got a pretty mint analog set up there. Is that
all tape?
Yeah. Cool. And I guess I know that previously you did, was it even 8-track? Because like Tascam unit that you might have used for some.
Yeah, Tender Jest. Our album was all done on the 8-track. Oh, and then we did some MIDI stuff on the computer afterwards.
Cool.
But I guess that was
kind of fits the whole vibe of the sound. And to be honest, keeping with that whole analog kind of crunchy nature and buzz, which is cool.
Totally. Yeah.
Nice. Well, we've got a little stripped back set that you've prepared. Minus the drummer.
Yes.
So we're going to get you guys to pop back into the lounge and give us a little whirl, if
awesome,
you would.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kiria.
If you just tuned in, of course, we've live and direct. We have Smokestack. Smokestack Slim. They're popping out back into the lounge. They're going to get set up. If you do want to hit them up, you can hit them up, of course, on Facebook and on Bandcamp as well. Their album, Tender Jest, is bloody great. It's good stuff. So exciting stuff. They've got a couple new tracks coming out soon. Of course a tour, which is going to be cool, with Dirty Pixels, of course, Ethan's band, who is also the bassist in Smokestack Slim. Let us cross now to the lounge. Can you hear me out there, guys?
We can.
You can. Very nice.
Hello.
Got
your kids.
It has come to my attention that you're going to be chucking on three tracks. First one titled Better Left Unsaid. Is that right?
That's the one. This is. We're playing two tracks from the new EP, so Unheard Of.
Very nice. Well, when you're ready, take it away, guys.
Had reached the shore, your father reached the second floor. And the shrew shot his reaction. To his surprise, they granted his action. But in a little while, the people on the strip did stare. Both you and I, we didn't dare. I heard that the cloudburst gave them a fright, but held off its warning for a little while. And all the sisters came to know your name. The arrangement's still the same. You lifted to the doctor's chair and wrapped the words that came out wrong. Not a clear, I heard the cloud gave
him a fright, but held off its warning for a little while. The people on the strip did stare, both you and I, we didn't dare. Gave him a fright, but held off its warning for a little while. You know, the ending never did quite fit the blood hole in the skin. You lifted to the doctor's chair and erase the words that came out wrong. Now confess, examined your dress. You said you would come along in a little while. You thought we'd never turn to dust. The mantles covered up with rust. For you there is a note, I'll jot down the notes for something I wrote in a little while. Come here, darling, offer me your fist, the one that I once kissed, and it's just the way I have seen it in my head, but it's bitterly left unsaid.
Thank you. Sweet. You got it wrong again. I'm never to blame, and I cried for the same, but all you got was someone's mattress and that actress you see. I guess I never really came at all to the show, but by all accounts it had swallowed you whole. Your inbox full with Japanese stools you ordered from fun. So if it falls again, someone here to blame. And the cheer sip that rotted has laid the bishop's claim to waste. Now the actress has no. I guess they never really came at all to the show, but by all accounts it had swallowed them all. His final move she never approved and lost him in the line. Someone here will pay. And the clouds in the valley have moved Mars to Lincoln's dismay, and disarray it called for the close.
is Live and Direct. We have Smokestack Slim in the lounge. That was a track called The Show. Is that right?
That's right.
And you're going to be playing a song off of your album, A Tender Jest, which is titled Buttercup. And this is your final little song to send us off for this segment. Thanks again, guys. It's been a pleasure having you up. And those two new tracks sounded really, really great. I'm really excited to hear the new releases. So, yeah, all the best. And take it away with the final track.
Awesome. Cheers. Thank you.
This one goes back to the late Dr. John.
Oh, yeah, we're dedicating this to Dr. John, who passed away Thursday. What was it?
He's a legend.
Buttercup, I do stand at your feet. I do say they're the sweetest feet that I've seen since last week. Buttercup, you're as high as the bridge that we drove on the other night, and your eyes were so fine. Oh, I tried to read the Bible even just for a laugh, but I didn't get back, not even a jot. Your legs distracting me from the Lord's wedding misery, you would say. He's from there, so they say. But I don't care, cause I'm yours. I don't care, cause I'm yours. I could have been your mother, could have been the father of a sales rep in North Carolina. Oh, but I'm not, I am yours. Just a quick word from my sponsor's mouth.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.